Thank you all for tuning in to another week's session of Amongst Friends. I'm your host, Bridgie Taylor, with my two hosts, Ryan Shotgun. To the right of me, we have Dr. J's in the house.
Hey, what's up, everybody? How's everybody doing today?
And to my left, we have the oh so lovely, oh so sexy, oh so just tantalizing, D-Rizzard.
Hey, boo.
And you all can join in with the greatness that is us by calling in at 760-683-2662. Or you can chime in on Facebook at the Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show page and the Amongst Friends fan page. If you want to join the group, just select the join, and either one of us will accept it. You can also get us on Twitter at Amongst underscore friends. Now, tonight's show, it's one of those shows. I'm pretty sure everybody can relate. Everybody has been a victim. Somebody has done it. Some people are doing it and in denial about it. It's about cheating. It's like riding a bike. Everybody's done it. What have they done it physically, emotionally, or they just thought about cheating? Everybody has done.
Thank you.
So, why do people cheat? Why do people cheat? Is cheating a deal breaker? Can you move on? Can you move past? Or would it just be easier just to move on rather than cheat? Again, get us 760-683-2662. Now, I'm pretty sure neither one of my co-hosts have ever cheated. I commit to have. You know, I have been a cheater, and I probably have been cheating on, just probably rolled out before I find out. But why do people cheat? Why do
you cheat on your
partner? Well, being that you're a cheater or has been a cheater.
You have been.
No. Never mind. Prior. Have been. No longer.
Okay. Now what's your current situation?
No longer. Longer than my current situation.
The point is, you were a cheater.
Mm-hmm. I have.
So why did you cheat, cheater?
You know, there was no one thing. There was no one thing.
Okay, well, what were there multiple things?
It depends. Because I could. Bored. I'm a Gemini. I lose interest quickly.
Gemini.
You know? Yeah. Just wasn't feeling the situation. You know how you get to that fork in the road and you try to decide what you're all going to do?
Yeah. Yeah.
Either you keep straight left or go right,
yeah.
Or you just turn back.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like one of those things.
Okay.
You know.
So why didn't, instead of cheating, why didn't you just leave? Why didn't you just, you know, leave the whole situation?
I think when people cheat, I don't think they actually think.
Can I?
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They think about the actions or the repercussions. It's just more of a knee-jerk reaction. They do.
Right.
You know, I mean, you get some people that may be going through some rough times and maybe thinking about it. But I think once they do it, I don't think all the time that sit it down this person and let this person know what the deal is into their mind. That's just kind of those knee-jerk reactions.
See, I'm just trying to understand how you kind of wiggled your way back to say, you know, well, you know, people do it. You know, I want you to get deep down.
No, you'll see why I did it. I don't know why others do it.
Right, but then, you know, the conversation was, you know, what people do, you know, and why.
Well,
I'm talking about you. Let's sit down.
Well, I told you why I did it.
But you did it multiple times.
He didn't say that.
But I know him.
Oh. Now that was all tea and all shade.
No, see.
Why you bring your business up?
Okay, but we're talking about cheaters. And we're amongst friends.
We are.
So let's keep it real.
No, see, what D is alluding to is.
Right. Cleaning up.
No. Last year, I did kind of run through them.
Oh,
so.
It ain't no kind of run through.
So why
either you
like,
did or you didn't.
So why it looked like I was with multiple people at one time, that wasn't the case.
That wasn't?
You
were
just running through them.
Something happened. I'm an impatient person.
Make me understand.
Oh,
how
okay.
You,
okay. Y'all can see my
like
face right
I mean,
now.
I'm that person, like, I can irritate easily.
Is your girlfriend listening right now to the show?
I gave her the link. Oh, and she can't go back into the archives.
Hey,
you weren't with her last year, though, when you was running through them. Okay.
No, he was with another girlfriend.
If you go back to archives, I've made mention of that myself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Which is why I'm like, let's not move away from the...
I didn't get a little fruit in mine.
You want to see what's happening in the studio right now.
Seriously.
All right, so, like I said, me, in the past, I'm impatient, get irritated easily. I have ADD. So my attention span is that of a gnat. But that also were excuses. Those were excuses. I commit that.
That haven't changed. Hmm? It's still an excuse.
Thank you. No, I'm saying what the reasons we know it's right. Those are excuses.
Right.
And when I was given those as reasons when I was doing it, those were excuses.
Right.
So I can say
here's my question to you.
Mm-hmm.
While you were cheating, why couldn't you, as Mr. Cheater, Mr. Selfish, Mr. You ain't thinking about nobody else but your self, how come you couldn't be honest and be like, I want to fuck other people?
Yeah. But I never reached my mind.
How did that not cross your mind? You walked out the door and wanted to fall into the snatch?
You know what? It's much more fun going out and doing
your thing. Okay, see, but here's
the thing. Here's the thing.
It's much
am asking you.
No,
and
I'm saying at that time.
At the time.
When I was doing it, I never thought, so you know what?
How selfish.
You're right, so selfish. I'm not denying that.
Mm-hmm.
Hence, that's why I think that this would be a great topic, because everybody has either, like I said.
Okay, now get back to the why you couldn't be honest.
Just too selfish to think about other person to give them the straight. And that's to be honest. That is me. That's me looking in the mirror and say, you know, I was full of shit.
Mm-hmm. See, but are you saying this now, you know, like, I was full of shit?
How come you
can't be like, because I wanted a pussy and I don't
want to. I've always been self-aware. I mean, even when I was doing it, I knew I was wrong.
Okay, so if you knew it was wrong, I'm trying to figure out why you couldn't have the conversation with the female that you had said, I want to be exclusive with you.
I answered your question. It may not fit in your box.
I'm not asking you to fit in my box. I'm really trying to get an answer for the people who are in relationships with people. And they say, yeah, boo, it's me and you. It's all good. And then your ass go out there and decide that you want to slip up into something because you done had a little drink. And then you want to blame it on the alcohol. Blame it on the sweet cookies and the hydro and the whatever. Or the bitch was bad. I mean, the ass was fat. I mean, all these kind of stuff. So I'm just trying to figure out.
That's why you know something from experience.
Well, because I've been cheated on.
A little bit.
I've been cheated on.
Like I said, because I admit it. That I was selfish. I admit that. I mean, was I a coward? Maybe. Was I selfish?
I know, maybe. You were.
Okay. Well, so let's not make the show about me.
It's your topic.
Okay, that I'm pretty sure we all can relate to. You say you've been cheated on.
Exactly.
How did you feel?
Which is why I'm talking to you. Can't you see my frustration?
Have you cheated?
No.
Never.
Question.
No.
Question.
Ever.
No.
Now, having said that.
On anyone.
No.
Okay, let me ask you a question, right? Just because, have you ever emotionally cheated?
Hmm. The answer is still no.
I don't believe that. You hear me? You're human. We're humans. If you're not getting what you need from the source.
Okay, here's how you do this real quickly. I'm not getting what I want. It's over. So I can get it from somebody else.
I was talking about emotionally. So you never like maybe told some stuff to somebody you shouldn't have. Maybe got a little bit.
Okay, so first of all, I'm an open book. And so what I share with you, I can share with him. I can share with her. I ain't got shit to hide. So, no, I'm not emotionally doing something I shouldn't do because I do it with everybody.
Okay. And
I'm not yelling.
And I'm sorry you've been cheated on. Don't take it out on me.
You're yelling. Right.
I'm sorry you've been cheated on, but I ain't the person that cheated on you.
You're absolutely right. So, I'm just, hey, we're amongst friends. And I know that. No, we're not
cheating. I ain't the one. I'm sorry whoever did it to you.
There are people out there. And amongst friends, family, listen.
I'm going to grab my flag and go home and watch Empire.
hey, homie, where is cheating on D-Rob? If you call this nigga, fuck you, because you're making it hard for me tonight. I said it. I said it. Nigga, you can send me outside.
Send me the link on Facebook.
So you all can call in and let us know, have you been cheated on? How you dealt with being cheated? Or have you cheated?
Are they in the group?
Are they in the group? No.
Can they see your, you know what, let me, okay, hold on. I'm going to pause. Give me a second.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so, my man, Dr. J.
What's up?
Have you ever been cheated or have you been cheated on, and how did you deal with either side of the fence?
Both.
Okay, somebody can actually admit this shit.
So I can talk to you. So let's answer the question. What the hell was going through your mind? How come you couldn't be honest?
Oh, not to say that I wasn't honest, because I was.
Okay, so if you was honest and you told them that you were sleeping with other people,
hold on. So, in a previous relationship of mine, when my ex, one of my exes, did not want to kick out like he was, like how I thought he should have, I went to him and I was like, okay, hey, this is the thing. You're not kicking out as frequent as I need it. Not only are you not kicking out, but I can't deal with the, oh, I don't do this, or I don't do that, or I can't do that, or that bores me.
Yeah, that's
bullshit. So I sat down and I had the conversation with him, and I was like, hey, look, I can't do all of that. So I'm actually considering going outside of my relationship.
You're considering.
Yeah, that's what I was actually just considering, you know, just looking at guys like, damn, you know, I would just, So I was like, what are we going to do? So then we had the conversation, oh, I'll do more. And then more turns into less.
More of less.
Absolutely.
Keep going.
So when more turned into less. So when he would go to work, I'd be getting it in.
Okay, so, and that's the point. You say, listen, more is less. I'm going to fuck other people. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, then you didn't cheat. Because he knew.
Why? Because I told him, or I didn't get caught, because you know it's not considered cheating until you get caught.
That's some bullshit.
Relationship, what I did was close. I peed.
Wait, 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 ma'am.
Yes!
Wait, ma'am. You couldn't close and stuff like that. That's not what we're supposed to do.
You didn't cook rabbits on the stove too?
Oh, I'm not finished yet, but I could have closed. I peed in his alcohol, and I peed when he cheated. I watched him drink that night.
Wait a minute. File on the play. File on the motherfucker.
Let it continue. We need to get the rest of it. Okay, so you
but
watch
for
him.
For the record, I recommend nobody to pee in any kind of liquor because it starts to foam up. So pee in the tea, of course. Pee in anything in the refrigerator you want.
Except liquor.
Yep, except for the liquor because it foams up. Yes.
Ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
You got to get the rest of it.
Let her finish. Go ahead. I'm finished.
Ma'am, let me tell you something.
That was all fear and all shade,
Let me tell you something.
Yes, ma'am.
You need to go to church and get before the altar. Because that's just wrong.
But that happened 9 years ago.
You can't do the sugar, Avery.
Call her.
You can't do the sugar, Avery.
I think you did the right thing.
No.
You did absolutely 100% the right thing.
This is going in the wrong direction.
Thank you.
But let me ask you a question, right? So, obviously, you cut no clothes and shit. Before doing that, how did you feel? Like, did you feel like you just, like, you know, you were slapped in the face, you were violated? How did you feel? Because it's one thing to be upset and mad, but you took it shit to a whole new level when you pissing in people's alcohol. So, how what were you?
How did I feel?
Yeah, like what were you feeling? And what were you feeling after you got your revenge?
See, now I got a question. Go ahead.
Well,
to be honest, I felt
hurt. I felt betrayed. And after I did all that, I went back to sleep.
You know what?
Yeah.
Let me tell y'all.
Yeah.
Counseling is available and needed.
I didn't cut up anyone's clothes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, but check this out. I got a question. So, sisterin, did you go back to him at any point?
I mean, we had our flings in between because he ended up. No, we divorced. But he ended up marrying the affair. But then he ended up divorcing her as well.
What?
So they ended up divorced as well.
Did he cheat on her too?
With her?
Huh?
Yeah.
Did I what?
Nothing.
There's a purpose behind my question. How long after you done pissed in his grave did y'all get back together?
I mean, we didn't get back together. It was more or less, we never got back together. It was more physical because him and her ended up getting married. But when they got married, I made sure I caused corruption in their marriage.
I got some specifics. How long after you peed in his cup?
Ooh.
And I'm assuming he drank it.
She watched
it. Yes, we watched him drink it.
Okay, ma'am. So how long after that did you have relations with him?
It was, let me see, we got divorced the day before my daughter's birthday. So we had sex after the divorce, the day of the divorce. Other divorce, we had sex.
Okay, so when did he drink
that happened back in December. We got our divorce in January.
Okay, see, these are the questions I'm asking. See, because where my mind went was, if you had relations, and I don't know if you like kissing and whatnot, baby, you done drunk your own piss.
I was going to say, you ain't kissing, did you?
No. We didn't have relations then because he was seeing the girl, so he was so into that relationship till, you know, we weren't physical at that time.
We were physical the day of the divorce.
Can y'all reach out y'all hands and let us pray? Because folks peeing and watching, I mean, that's not good.
All right, so let me ask you a question. Since you've been cheated on, have you cheated?
Well,
he cheated on her with you. So how did that make you feel? Do you feel like you were in the right? Did you feel like, you know, she deserved it? Or you know, she got me, I got her back.
Did she deserve it? Once they divorced, did I feel she deserved it?
No, while you was getting it in with her man.
Oh, after the divorce? I let her know, and when she changed her phone number, I wrote her a card and let her know. Ma'am, I was extremely hurt. That was my first marriage.
Now,
I was deeply in love.
Judgment is his. No, he didn't say judgment. He said, vengeance is mine, said the Lord. Where is the Lord's vengeance in all of this?
She just made it happen a little quicker. That's
right.
Yeah, she just made it happen a little quicker.
Well, you're right. I should have went that route, but you know how they say when a woman's scorned.
Yep.
I've been scorned. Let me tell you something. I've been cheated on. I'm not messing with anybody's property.
But what you want to smell your swill.
Okay, but listen. Let me tell you something. Karma is real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what you do to other folks, it'll come back to them.
I don't think Gary Mom's gonna cheat.
That's true.
Yeah,
she maybe them had some booty shots.
Oh,
of some stuff. I don't know.
Oh.
We don't know. Somebody could have gave her a nice little chocolate. Didn't know there was some ass in there. Guess what? Somebody could have gave her one of them pies. You know over there, what's the help?
Oh, yeah.
We don't know. I'm just saying.
You're right.
Well, we thank you for your taffy cab confession.
We do.
Yeah.
All tea, all shade.
All tea, all shade.
I mean, thank you. Y'all have a great night. I'll continue listening. I love the show.
One more question.
Yes, ma'am.
Did he ever find out he drunk his own pee? I mean, drunk your pee?
Well, I did tell him, but then when he found out, I told him I was just kidding.
So you're a cheater and a liar.
My grandmother said if you cheat, you lie.
So everybody paid for the affair, but yeah, in the end, I'm fine with it now, though. I mean, I even got the girlfriend and everything. So
are y'all still friends?
Oh, God, no. I'm not friends. I just get my weekly check and until she's 18 and I'm done.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you for calling.
Yes, ma'am. I love the show. Y'all have a good night. I'll continue listening.
All right.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye.
You know what? Please feel free to call in any night.
Lord. Y'all making my face sad. Come on. I don't like this. I want to be bad. I can't be saved tonight.
Yes, you can.
No.
Yes, you can.
I want to be with the whoremongers, the cheaters.
The crowd.
I have a room at that table. Okay. So now, as you see, people cheat.
Didn't never say that they didn't.
Is it right?
I would like to sit down in their brain and figure out why you can't be honest.
Okay, so I did a little digging because, you know, I like to read. I've read a couple of studies where people have linked
about
cheating.
Education on them?
Yeah, because sometimes.
Can he finish with?
Right. Thank you. Can you let me finish? Right.
Maybe I can.
So people have linked cheating to some type of generation curse, or I might even say it's hereditary even.
You know what? My daddy had 15 of us by 6 women.
Wait, say he what?
My daddy had 15 of
us.
I'll never say I was because of my father. I made decisions willingly that I made.
Right. But there are studies out there that prove that cheating is linked to generations of cheating.
So
and
if I write a report
genetic.
And say that everything you said is bullshit, then you
believe
that?
Look it up. Trust me, it's out there. Trust me, there's studies that link cheating.
So all
to
I got to do is write a study?
No, you're not just writing a study. You're getting evidence. You're surveying people. Different things like that. So it's not about just writing. You have to put some work into it.
That's the problem, y'all. Put too much work into it.
Hey, you know what? If it fits.
No. No.
Just saying. So, yeah.
But, you know, like I said, it's.
Hit the button.
Cheating is bad. Mm-hmm. You know, it never really serves a purpose. I got to say that after me doing the do, I didn't really feel any different. I didn't feel any better. I didn't feel any worse. So it wasn't like I gained anything emotionally from it.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, what you wanted to get.
Yeah. Now, I have a question for those that decide to work it out. Like, how does that happen? I mean, obviously it takes a lot of, you know, I guess some crying together, reconciliation. But after being cheated on, can you ever, ever really trust that person again? Let's say it's 10, 15 years later, person never cheated again. 10, 15 years later, can you trust that person? 110%?
So, yeah. It takes so long. It depends on a person. I'm not even going to say it takes a long time. It just depends on you and how you are in your forgiveness process. So it just takes some time. And it's going to take some time.
What would, all you love, but what would be the determining factors that would make somebody want to stick it out?
Well, you know what? I've heard people say, well, you know, we're going to stay together because of the kids. And
that's as selfish as cheating.
That is a selfish cheating. And my thing is, I think that's the dumbest thing ever. And granted, I'm married and I have kids. And I won't, you know, if my husband, whatever, you know, do some craziness and, you know, whatever. I'm not gonna stay with him because of the kids. Great, I love my kids.
Right.
But I'm not gonna stay with him just because of the kids, because I think it's just really, really stupid, because your kids are gonna see you go through things and then they're gonna repeat that pattern. So I don't want my kids to grow up thinking that it's okay for them to date or to marry someone who constantly cheats on them.
You know what, I agree with you. I don't have kids, but I can assume that if you have kids and you cheated or been cheated on, there's going to be some resentment there. And I don't think you want your kids see you walk around with a scowl on your face, or maybe not a scowl on your face, but kind of distant, kind of, you know, not all there because of what's weighing on your heart, what's weighing on your mind.
Right.
That's another reason why I think staying together for the kids is a dumb reason.
I think it is a dumb reason. And not only that, a lot of people can't survive financially without the other person. That's another reason why people stick together unwillingly.
But that is a reason. But I wonder, is it worth it, though?
I mean, no.
Granted, nobody wants to be laid on the bridge.
No.
But, you know what I'm saying? Nobody wants to be out of the garbage can, but is it worth it, though?
No, it's not. It's not. And sometimes you might want to stay in a garbage can or in a cardboard box just to have peace of mind.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't get that part. I don't understand it, because if that were to happen in the Ford household,
really?
Yeah, I'm out. I'm out. I can't necessarily say I'm out, but I'm not going to condone it. I'm definitely not going to condone it. And then I'm not going to be stupid either.
Don't be stupid.
So.
You know, I see these, you know, celebrity, you know, publicity sites. And, you know, whether it's man or woman, you know, the celebrity that was cheating.
Right.
You know that. I mean, TMZ can say that.
Absolutely.
And the other person stays. Now, like I said, finances, maybe kids, okay. But I wonder, is the lifestyle that you're living at that point, is that worth it?
Some people seem to think so.
And because that shows too, you know, if you have kids that, you know, will probably be ridiculed, you know, your peers are celebrity and they can see it. You basically whoring yourself out. You can do whatever you want to.
Yeah.
Just break me off.
Pretty much. Pretty much. So, yeah, that's what, that's, yes. Yes, you're wrong. What would you like to say?
I'm surrounded by cheaters.
I don't know why you call it the studio audience. That ain't cool.
Right. That's not nice to call a studio audience.
Oh. Like, how is it possible that in all of these people that are sitting here tonight, that I am the only one who has not cheated?
Have you ever thought about cheating?
No.
I've never thought about cheating. Well, you know what? I have a whole different perspective on cheating nowadays. Now that I am married and with kids, would you like to hear it?
We do.
So, now, before I got married, you know, I was out there. You know, I was single, so I wasn't married. I was single.
We heard about
ready.
Adam now. In high school.
Did you really bring up Adam in high school?
She brought it up.
I'm just saying.
Right.
And if anybody's listening, I'll
right.
see, I'll say.
Right. Refer to last week's episode.
Right. Okay. So when I was out there, I had my share of married men, men who were married to women and still are married to women. So I was a side piece. And I played my part. So one thing about having to play your part is someone you don't catch feelings. You're not supposed to catch feelings.
Number one, thou shalt not
catch feelings. So even when the other person who's married tend to catch feelings, you're like, hey, let's pump the brakes. You know, let's back up a little bit. We can't be doing this. I only want a piece of you. I don't want 100% of you. Let's not talk about you leaving your wife and all kind of other craziness. No, that's just stupid. We're not going to do that because I don't like you 100% of the time. I only like you this 20% that I'm getting. Okay? So my perspective on cheating now is being that I am married and, you know, and I have kids, my perspective now is, okay, if my husband were to go out there and cheat, this is going to be all three of us. This person can't have just 20% of you. This person has to have 100% of you, meaning this person has to contribute to our household bills. This person has to pick up our kids. This person, everything that I do, this person is going to have to do. This person is going to have to chip in. This person is going to have to get their checks put into our account every 2 weeks when they get paid.
Really?
This person, absolutely. Because I'm not just going to lie. No, that's not perspective. It's my perspective. That's why it's called mine. So this person is going to have to do everything that I do.
You're a liar.
Everything that I do. Because guess what? When that person realizes that 100% of you they really don't like, they're not going to stick with you. They're not going to be your side chick or your side.
They don't want the crumbs at the bottom of the.
They're not the whole 20% thing. No, they're not going to want to see you 100% of the time. No, not at all. They can't.
Yeah, my perspective has definitely changed from when I was in my 20s, even when I was married in my late 20s, early 30s. Now it's senseless. It's senseless. One, as selfish as it is, you can't have everybody. Two, that's too much headaches.
You can try.
That's too much headaches. You know, you got to have a bad phone. You got to do all this. It's supposed to be trying to keep under wraps.
Right.
It's not worth it. Plus, if you are fortunate enough to find somebody that's really into your ass, you know, that really wants to be with you and you claim love to, why would you want to fuck that up?
True.
Why would you?
That's our perspective now.
Things change.
You know, I'm pretty sure everybody, you know, always thinks what if, you know, maybe about a past relationship.
That's not true. You didn't think about it when you were cheating.
You know what?
He says his perspective now.
You know, the peanut gallery is just thinking.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying because of that. What was I saying?
Before the peanut gallery turned in.
No, but some people do, you know, think about sometimes, you know, what if my life had been differently, and so that thought may come. But as long as that thought comes and goes and don't act on it, I mean, you're human. You're human. You, I mean, you can't, cannot not think of certain things. You can, as long as you try.
So I have a secret. I have a confession.
Is it all tea and a half shade or all tea, all shade?
It's all tea, all shade. All
right.
So,
have you gotten permission to share?
First of all, I'm grown. Number A. Letter two. Letter two. Refer back to number one.
I don't know that I like the way you're talking to me right now. Because I ain't your children. I asked a decent question. And you need to respond.
I just did.
I'm going to need you to get it together.
Okay.
Get it together.
So, so when we first moved here, I wanted to make my husband jealous. I wanted to make him jealous.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, why is that? Just because you moved here or just because something's going on and you wanted to make him jealous because of that?
I wanted to make him jealous because I felt as though he wasn't giving me enough attention during the time. And we had just moved here. You know, he'd been working. I've been working. Me and my husband never lived together before we moved here. We were married, but we never lived together. So when we first moved here, it was our first time actually living together. So this is different. This was a different experience for me. So I wanted to make him jealous. So what I did was we would go to church every Sunday, and I would tell my husband that he looks like a particular guy at the church. And so to make my husband jealous, I friend requested a guy on Facebook. And after I friend requested a guy on Facebook, I started sending him inbox messages like, hey, what's up? How you doing? You know, different things like that, you know. Blah, blah, blah. Well, being that I know that I would always say that my husband looks like the guy, I started asking a guy I started pushing the envelope a little bit. So to make my husband jealous, I said, one day I'm going to go to work. So one day I went to work, and I purposely left my Facebook page up on my laptop. So that he can see the conversation and, you know, all this other stuff. Now, granted, we weren't exchanging pictures or anything like that. It was just conversation. Oh. So, but those conversations could have led to other things had I let it. But I wasn't going to. I just wanted to make him a little jealous a little bit, you know, just push the envelope. So, like I said, left the laptop up so he can see the conversation. I got home. And before I knew it, my husband comes with the rah-rahs. Oh, well, blah, blah, and you did, and you said, and blah, blah, this, that, and this is me. Oh, my God, you went to my laptop? How could you? And how dare you? And I'm dying on the inside because I'm loving the attention right now.
Look at him, die for real.
Right. And that's when I figured that my husband was not stable.
What gave that away?
That's what I figured. He just was not stable. I don't know how that light bounced on my skin. So the question was asked, what would happen if he decided that he didn't want this? Well, that wasn't going to happen. I would have fought for the relationship. And I mean, I told him.
You done some dumb shit.
I told him why I did it.
The judgment is strong in here tonight.
You're absolutely right. Because y'all have made my safe side come out.
The judgment is hella thick in here.
Yeah, the judgment is thick. Well, I mean, me and my husband, we're strong spiritually, which is something that you really, really need in a relationship and in a marriage. Period. You need to have some type of spiritual foundation. So me and my husband, we're both connected spiritually. So that part, that wasn't going to happen because of our spiritual connection. We were, yeah.
How can you be spiritually connected if you over there doing dumb shit?
What do you mean how? You can be spiritually connected and do dumb shit.
That's like ministers creeping. They're doing dumb shit.
There you go.
Okay.
They're not connected.
They're not connected.
Well, not all of them are connected.
I mean,
but if they are married and they're strictly to their wives, they're still, you know, laying hands on prisoners.
Stuff. No difference. People just do dumb stuff.
Sometimes there's no answer for it.
Especially if they want attention.
There's always an answer.
And
they don't want it to like, though. Can you speak into the microphone, please, madam?
Thank you. And
there's always an answer.
But maybe not one that you like.
Okay, I ain't gotta like the answer. And see, that's a problem with dudes. They always like, you can't handle the truth. You don't want the truth. Y'all all sensitive, blah blah blah. And that's
I
not true.
You're the one who's sensitive.
No, you are absolutely right. I am sensitive.
Why are you so sensitive?
Because I've been cheated on.
We all have. Yeah.
Well, y'all have also been cheaters.
Well, hey.
You all can call in. You all can join the conversation because it's getting a little.
We have someone on the line. I guess they're waiting.
If you would like to be a part of the conversation, you'll need to press 1 so that we know that you're that you would like to talk.
Yeah, call it, please.
760-683-2662. Hey Periscope, tonight if you have any questions, comments, go ahead and holler them out.
Yeah.
You can also call in 760-683-2662. Don't leave me over here by myself. I know I'm not the only non-cheater.
Don't let her be the only
non-cheater.
Say
non-cheater.
Why are you so judgy?
Y'all are cheaters.
Let she who's now sinned cast the first stone.
Right.
Cheater.
I'm not a cheater anymore.
So,
I mean,
also, Periscope.
But here's the
Periscope,
thing.
Y'all can join in on Facebook at the Mush Friends Radio Talk Show. You all can get us also at the Mush Friends page. Don't forget Twitter.
Amongst_friends.
Now call her. Please don't just sit there and be a spectator.
Ooh. They are. Whoa. Okay. Wait a minute.
We want to be
the spectator. So, Periscope, we got to talk to our people real quick, and we need the live audience to hear, so we're going to have to cut you off. We're coming right back.
Yeah, we want you to be a participator, Paula. You're not my family in here, even though one of us is a little just with us tonight, but we're still family.
Okay, what's up? What's going on?
So we are about to, there's like 3 people. They finna come for me. I feel it.
Absolutely.
I feel it. They about to come for
me.
And all of y'all, whoremongers.
The Judys are coming.
I'm finna say it right now. Y'all all whoremongers. Y'all all need Jesus right now. In the name. All of them. Hold up. Before 7.
Yeah, come for it, y'all.
What
is
that little girl?
What happened? Man,
all right. All right. So from 757, your mic is on. What you got to say?
Hey, you guys.
Hey. How you doing?
Hi. I'm great. I'm listening to the show, and so far I like it. But
yes.
My question is to Jacoby.
That's Dr. J. That's Dr. J.
We normally don't use government names. But Brian had a report, obviously. I guess you can.
He didn't put it out there.
Yeah,
this is Jacoby.
Normally,
just so y'all know.
Normally, don't use government names, but cool like that, I guess.
So,
okay.
So my question is, why did you do the whole Facebook thing instead of just asking a question like, okay, you know, not really feeling comfortable with this, or, you know, I'm just looking in. Why not talk and, you know, discuss that versus leaving your Facebook up, having conversations with other people? It just seems a little low-key messy to me versus just having to talk.
Oh, absolutely.
I agree.
So it was very petty for me.
Petty, petty.
I'm sorry. He asked, hey, right?
I'm just commenting.
Be seen and not heard right now.
Petty.
I'm just saying.
Petty. Why don't you show me how to do it?
I believe the caller wants his question answered, please.
Thank you.
I'm just sitting in the background and fry this chicken real quick.
Oh, you're frying chicken. Right.
Can you answer the question?
I kind of thoughts about chicken. So the situation, it was petty. It was very, very petty. And I knew it. I knew it was petty before I even did it. It's just my husband has a specific job, and his job requires him to be there for a lot of people at all different times of the day and night. So the type of job that he has, I understand it. I really, really do. But I understand it more now than I did when we first got married, because this happened a little bit after we were married and a little after we started living together. And I did not understand his position as much as I do now.
Mm-hmm.
So now I wouldn't do any foolishness like that because I understand his position and I know who he is. But back then, I really was just walking into this situation. So I hope that answers your question, Paul.
I mean, it did answer my question. It was just seemed like the better thing to do would just be, you know, just talk about it. I mean, I see your point and where you're coming from. To me, just like, you know what? Let me just go ahead and ask you, because years ago, I used to be a messy individual, and I used to play those games. And playing those games got me into, like, a shitload of trouble. So my best way is just like, you know what? I'm gonna be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And just have a talk.
You know what? We do that. I do that now. And then let me give you a little quick back history on me. I got married 6 months after I met my husband.
You know what? I got married after 4 months and became my then wife.
Really?
Yeah, you know, 4 months.
Wow.
You know what? Not that this is an excuse, caller. And I think we both agree we should have waited. I mean, I'm pretty sure you're happy now, but 4 or 6 months is not enough time.
It's not.
To know anybody.
It's not.
No years. So, having said that, you still, more so than it has you been dating for a couple of years, you still stay in your ways and your selfishness ways, too.
Absolutely.
Within 4 months to a year, I would say.
Right. Absolutely. And not only did I have to get to know my husband, I had to get to know two other people, which are our children. So, I had 12 different personalities to learn in a six-month time frame. And like I said, we were not living together at all. We didn't live together until maybe 2 months after we married. So,
okay.
Yeah, we really didn't know a lot about each other. You know, I just knew the basics. I knew a little bit about enough. I knew the secretary. I didn't know the boss.
Okay. Well, could I ask another question?
Sure.
Okay, go ahead, Colin.
Okay, so to all the hosts of the show, have any one of y'all cheated, like, with our partners? And if so, for how long of a period of time did you do it without being caught? Or before you got caught?
Yeah, well, I'm not sure if you listened to the beginning of the show. I kicked it off. I am an admitted previous cheater. But once I did, I never, like, carried a affair on. I just, you know, went out, you know, one night, you know, did my thing, or maybe a couple times, but it was no whole, you know, long drawn out affair, which is probably more selfish than, you know, having an affair, because it does just that one thing. I don't ever want to see you again. Don't call me. Don't look at me. As opposed to at least an affair, you have, you know, some type of connection. But yeah, I've done it. Even when I did it, and I said this earlier, it didn't make me feel any better. It made me feel any worse. I didn't feel anything. So I can't say that I gained anything emotionally from it.
Okay.
Gotcha.
All right. We do want to thank you for calling in and supporting the show. We do
thank
have
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Right. And we look forward to hearing from you again.
And
no
problem. Call it again. You know, please continue to listen to us and call it again.
All right. So
next caller.
So let me just say this. Once we have opened up your mic and you've talked, if you could press 1 again, that'll take it off, because we do have a lot of people in the queue who would like to talk. And so I don't want to confuse anyone. So if you've pressed 1 and then you talk to the cast, if you could press 1 again, that will take you off the queue. You can still listen, but it'll take you out of the queue to have a conversation, and it'll also be a way that if you hear something later on and you want to make a comment to something that you've heard, you can press 1 again. You don't have to hang up, though. All right. So, Carla, I don't know where you're from because a strange number come up. I think you blocked it so would nobody see your number. That's
That's not what we do here. We don't put nobody on on blast. So, but since you want to hear, we're not going to scare you off. So call her. What you got to say?
Well, hello. This is Jacoby's husband. How are you?
Hey.
Yes.
Oh, you call. Hey, tell everything, homie. Say it all.
Oh, God.
Tell it
all, homie, for real.
Wait.
Let's tell it all.
Where's that little girl at?
Well, I do have to say that I do love my husband. And my husband did play a little game with me in the beginning. And it did open my eyes to see that my husband was very needy. Like he said, we did not know each other very well. We got married 6 months after meeting due to the fact that he wanted me to move here with him. So me being who I am, I would not move because I believe that I was not going to shack, especially having children. I wanted to teach my boys the proper thing to do in a relationship. But let's go back to me looking like this guy. I think that is just so disrespectful for you
to compare your husband
to another man.
Say it. I'm in
so
agreement.
That was our first issue. Second issue, this dude that he kept comparing me to didn't look nothing like me. Nothing. He wasn't even classy. I'm a classy man. So, I mean, there was nothing there. So whenever he did come home, he's not lying. I did go off. I went off. Stupid. Because I feel as though that when you're in a relationship and you walk away from everything for one person, that one person should walk away from everything as well. Which makes me go back to last week's conversation. So last week, you guys were talking about being friends with your exes. And my husband admitted that he had hid these relationships from me, which he did. So my question, the question that I have for you guys, when a person hides relationships from you, do you ever get over those hidden relationships? Can you ever trust that hidden relationship because it was hidden from you?
I'm going to let D answer that one.
I'm going to say, yes, you can get over it. I believe that you can, but I do believe that it takes a moment for you to rebuild any type of trust that you have. Because
now, I do trust my husband. I trust him. I love him. I do. It's not him. It's the exes. It's the exes. And the reason why I say that is because when you have an ex that will disrespect you and call the other person's husband all day, any day, whenever, that's a problem for me. I've never met the exes. I've met one, and he turned out to be something totally different, and I don't even think my husband speaks to him anymore. But those are the issues. So now that when you befriend new people, that wall is still up there for me because I still think about hidden relationships. Does that make sense?
See what you do when you do silly shit?
But
I'm not talking to her.
But I will say this. Over the years, because I've been with Jacoby for 3 years now, over the years, we've learned how to respect one another. And I can say that my husband is a very respectful man, and he does protect me, and he does do the things that he does need to do for me. In the future, I will say this to all
the
new friends that are amongst friends, let's all be amongst friends. So don't just befriend my husband, befriend Lamont as well. And that's it.
He gonna come for you if you step wrong.
I respect that. I'm
I hear
you. Okay, this is where we finna lose it.
We finna lose it.
Because, and I only say this because ain't friends with everybody. And just because I'm friends with a Jacoby, I may not have like interest with his husband. I'm addressing his comment. No, and I say this because I had a previous. So I'm not gonna share that. We're not gonna do that.
So now we're not amongst friends?
No, we are amongst friends. But because I am amongst friends, I know what needs to be kept silent and what needs to be public. But what I'm going to say is I don't friend everyone. Because sometimes when that other party is friended, because this is what's happened, okay? And this is why I have such a hard position on it. So I was dating this guy. I'm friends with everyone because I feel like I can be mature enough, and yes, I said mature enough, to be able to be in a relationship with both my exes and my future and my present. I can do that.
My Lord.
Okay? But here's the thing. Everybody's not there. So I'm friends with this guy. We talk. I'm okay with talking to you, you know, liking your pictures, laughing. I drone on people all day. But then when I get a inbox message talking about you liking too many pictures, you commenting too much. Well, first of all, if I'm not your friend, you can't see when I'm liking and not liking and all this kind of stuff unless it's a public post.
From the girlfriend.
And you was just 2 seconds as his girl.
Right.
Now, you've been knowing that
person. And I've been knowing you for a while. Yes, right. I've slept with him. Yes, I've kissed him. Yes, I know his inner thoughts. Yes, I do. But when I say it's done, it's done.
Right.
And if you're with me, then you should be able to trust me that I'm not going to disrespect what we have. So for me, as I don't accept certain people until I know whether or not you mature or not.
But see, I think the dynamics change whenever you're married, because no longer are we separate. We're one. My husband is mine, and I'm his. We said I do to each other. That makes us one. So when you're one, then I don't let me make this perfectly clear. There are some people that my husband are friends with that I don't want to be friends with. I don't. Those are his friends.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned to separate the two. What I'm saying is have enough respect for his husband and still acknowledge me when I come around. You're on the phone and you hear me in the car and I say hello, acknowledge who I am. And I'm his husband.
I'm with that. And I can give that respect to boyfriends, girlfriends. I can do that. It's just I can't be friends with everybody. I mean, we can be cordial.
I don't want to be your friend, D. No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing, girl.
I was going to say, it's too late. It's family, boo. It's too late.
You can do the separation, dude. You know, you're used to this.
No, but I totally respect that. Right. Totally respect that. But then there are some crazy folks who don't understand that, though.
They don't understand boundaries.
They don't. They do not understand boundaries. And what I've learned in this area, in the DMV, that people are not respectful. People are rude. They're mean. They're hateful. Coming from the area that I come from, which is Texas, we're friendly people. So we may speak to people and say, hey, how are you doing? You know, I'm praying for you or whatever it may be. And then when you do that, you're being sarcastic or you're being shady because you're not used to people being friendly.
Well,
my friends Vic and Aaron says, preach and amen. They listen. Go ahead.
You know what? Just like you said about acknowledging, when I was married,
I think he cheated. I'm sorry.
Nah.
I said I wasn't
going to
be
all right.
Angry.
No, my thing, that's why we are on vacation in St. Lucia. Hey, it was all inclusive resort.
Uh-huh.
We would go down every morning, you know, get the breakfast and everything.
Right.
And so some of the staff, the bartenders, waitresses, and waiters, you know, knew us.
Mm-hmm.
So one time, I was still in the bed, whatever, and my wife had went down. My ex-wife had went and got something to eat. And she came back and told me, it was like, yeah, your husband. And that sent her to the roof. Now, mind you, all the time I went, we went. But
right.
She would nudge me like, you know, they sitting here flirting with you in front of me. I mean, I didn't see anything.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't acknowledge it. I didn't think so. You know, but just like you said, we're sitting together. Let her tell her they flirt with me. Then they ask her about me. I could see not being in your shoes, but I could see how that could be problematic, how that make you want to cut somebody and not being acknowledged.
Well, it does, but, you know, you have to be sure in who you are.
Mm.
And
yeah.
I know, I'm like Ike Turner. The name stays with me. I gave Jacoby a name.
I'm not sure if you're listening.
I made him who he is.
A couple times that you are not stable, so we know how you get down. We already know how you get down.
So anyway, I'm not going to hold you guys. I've enjoyed the show. I have to admit, this is me stepping out of my comfort zone, and I'm doing something totally different. So I'm supporting my husband first, and you guys second. So I will say, God bless you all tonight. And continue doing what you do. That's it.
Well, thank you. Thanks for calling
in.
Thank you,
I love
Scott.
You,
next time, please come with some more shade, please. Thank you.
But I love you too.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Right.
He gonna get some tonight. He done came up in here and showed up.
He don't put his
right. He was like, "Let me tell you this. That's mine." And don't let me have to tell you no mo.
Well, you have to understand also, my husband is married to a Don. So, I mean, if you were married to me, you would be acting all crazy in the same way.
I love the
coffee.
I love the confidence.
My husband is married to a fucking Don piece. What do you think?
Yeah, I love the confidence. I respect the confidence.
I don't know. I mean, my thing is, I'm very good looking. And I know that, but I don't wear it on my shirt. I don't wear it on my sleeve. I wear it on my shoulder. You know what I'm saying? So, he know what he has.
Tell him who you is, man.
Right.
Tell him who you is.
I am Dr. J. So, he knows what he's married. He knows he has him a chocolate bunny.
Oh.
Second chocolate. So you all can join in the conversation by calling
760-683-2662. Yes.
And you all can chime in. Please chime in on Facebook, Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show, and the Amongst Friends fan book. And don't forget about Twitter, Amongst_Friends.
We got somebody in the DMV who has a comment question. So let me go and open the mic for this. Jeez. Come on, DMV, what you got?
Call him.
Yes,
down.
I do have a dime piece. Yes, I do. But don't get it twisted, Jacoby. Don't show out on this radio tonight, please.
God.
Do it, sir. Yes.
Need not let me tell them who you really are.
Come on, sir.
All right?
Come on.
I love you. Good night.
He done checked you. Who gonna check you, boo? Yo, husband. Yes, he will.
Just did. A little bit.
I think I'm gonna just cut my mic off and just observe for the rest of the evening.
Okay. So I ain't trying to take over your show, you know.
That's funny because you did earlier.
Well, you know.
Same.
It's all amongst friends.
No, we family here, but you know what? Like, it's nice talking.
But here's the thing. Thing rare in the building.
Oh, okay.
We have someone who has the perspective from both sides.
Two sides.
bring your ass
come on
here. Don't make me come over there.
Are you shy? Are you scared?
You gotta ask somebody. Don't let.
You
don't
do know people can't see you.
Don't let cats call out people's names.
Come on, sugar.
Don't make me call your full government name. And
but
tell
what,
people where you work.
Come on, sir. Come on.
Sir, ma'am.
Shmam. Shmam. We have shmam in the building. Come on.
Miss
Let's
Man.
Talk. Shmam.
Miss Man.
Shmam. Shmam. Can you please come to the mic? Because you have a perspective that hasn't been shared. Get up. Don't make me come get you.
You like having an in-studio audience, so please.
Don't make me come get you.
Right.
Come on. Come on. Have a seat. Talk with us.
Have you a big swig before you take that microphone?
Pick up the mic. You had some comments. So share. Pick it up. There you go.
Put it in your hand.
Share about what?
Turn it on.
Turn on the mic.
There you go.
All right. All
right. Okay, so what were your comments? What were your shareable moments?
He has a perspective because he does both.
He does both what?
I did both.
He did
both.
Did both
what?
I'm bored with one and stuck with the other.
Wait, I'm
lost. What? I'm confused.
You did both what?
Cheat and cheat or?
No.
Well, I did. I've cheated and cheated.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Okay. You've gotten cheated on.
Absolutely.
And you
crazy.
Did
you
said it
with confidence. Because everybody has done it one way or another.
Well.
Absolutely.
Oh.
Absolutely.
One way or another. My blonde hair is on today. You did both, men and women.
I have.
Yup.
Oh.
Okay.
It's actually kind of good.
I mean, I did it in high school. But
did
it was
you like it?
No. Absolutely not. It was like watching, I mean... I thought about her brother.
Oh.
Yeah. It was high school. It was like 15, 16 years old. You really don't know what you're doing at 15, 16 years old. Except,
man, this is some great-ass tea right here.
I don't know what you...
I don't understand what people got done.
Well, you know, I look at it like this.
No.
If you man or woman enough to cheat on your partner, you should be ready to deal with whatever comes your way.
Absolutely. I think so.
You know what I mean? So my ex decided that they wanted to step out.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't think that I would catch on to what was going on. And so once I found out what was happening.
Was that it? Was it a wrap?
Not initially. I stuck around. Played like everything was cool until the moment was right to strike back. And so I just happened to, you know, invite someone to my office who they knew and decided, you know, do what we did.
Let me find out you trash.
I've had my
moment. Man, that's a I mean, so you said you did this to who?
An ex.
Was the ex a man or woman?
This would be a man.
This would be a man. And the ex knew the other guy.
Absolutely.
How close were they? Were they best friends?
No, they were associates.
Associate?
Yeah.
Was it like somebody that he didn't like? And like somebody who you knew he'd be like cussing you out about?
They suspected, I'll say that.
Okay. So did you tell this ex what you did?
Nah.
Why not?
It's not relevant now.
I mean,
I
not
no
now. It's not. I'm talking about back then.
It's
like,
all good.
Yeah, just to rub it in his face a little
Absolutely.
Bit.
Absolutely.
Right, just to rub it in his face a
and
little
happen,
bit.
And happen, you know, have a phone on and happen to mistakenly dial them.
Right. No,
so
was that the only time? That was that the only time
you
ever pissed
somebody
together?
Liquor, did you?
Nah, I would have never done that.
I mean, you conveniently dial numbers while going down.
I mean, my goodness.
All right, so that's the question, right? So obviously you felt some kind of way that caused you to get some get back. How did you feel after the deed was done? Did you feel
right.
any better, any different, any worse, or indifferent?
That was indifferent.
You felt different?
Indifferent.
Oh, indifferent. Okay.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, after that, we decided to do it again. So.
Oh. So this happened on more than one occasion. Wait.
I'm so lost.
Wait. So how many times did you go back?
As many times as he
did. I'm asking. Yeah, I'm asking the thought that's on the microphone.
Oh, so he's a thought?
I'm asking the thought that's on
wait,
the microphone.
Wait, I know
right
somebody
now.
Who was on Adam and Adam in high school ain't calling nobody no thought.
You know what I mean?
That was high school. I'm over that now. I graduated high school.
Okay, so you 16
years ago? I'm over that now. I'm over
so
that.
So you graduated thought?
Actually, it's more like a retired thought.
Ooh.
Soon come
alive.
Okay.
Wait.
Okay.
Yes.
So back when you thought me.
The only reason why he can talk it is because he's been it. So it's
right,
all good.
But it's true. A thought recognizes a thought.
Exactly.
Oh, man. I'm a thoughtful person now.
Yay!
All right, so.
Yes! I love it.
All right, so now, also, this is some time ago. What is your views, your opinions, your thought process on achieving now?
What is your perspective now? You're a man of a certain age now.
Wait!
You've come into
wait
your,
a minute!
You really
wait a minute!
Me a couple times, so
no,
you're a man of a certain age.
Because when you become more, when you get older, you become more much supposed to become a little bit more
well,
mature.
Well, have you? Because you still
yes,
active.
Absolutely.
I can't tell.
I'm only 34, so I'm not.
So you're still young and dumb.
No, I'm not still young and dumb. Old. I have matured, but what I'm saying is, once I get to his age, I would have matured more.
That's twice.
No.
Yo, his first
no.
show. He sounds oh he's shit twice.
I
did the first
not
show.
To the
did he?
The topic of today is
to
cheating, and I'm answering a question. I'm asking a question.
Did
you call me old?
He did.
On the fly at that.
No, I didn't mean it like that. Like, what is your perspective now? Because you are mature. You're a mature man. Right. At least I see you as a mature man.
It's not necessary now. If it's not working for you, walk away.
Exactly, but you could have did that at an early age.
But you know what, though? Like old fools were young fools. Some just don't listen. Some don't learn. And some just stuck in their ways. You know, I think we all know that old gray-haired player, like, dude, let the shit go.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So he's an old fool. That was a young fool. For right. some reason, you know, he or she will be stuck in their glory days. So at some point, you have to make a conscious decision. This is be Nate Man. I'm going to be doing shit no more. And
exactly.
if you can't, then you just use
time to come home from the fair.
I'm so glad y'all have moved on.
Y'all don't have my husband called in tonight.
No. You had your husband come and call in. Don't put that on us.
You shared the link with him.
Yeah.
You the one who put your business out there.
I didn't put our business out there.
But you did. And I'm going to forever say Adam forever. So fast. Self.
At 12.
At 12.
So let me ask another question. So after being cheated on, everybody's different, obviously, but when do you think you will be able to move on?
Right, D-Rob. That's for you. When do you think you'll be able to move on and not get all high-pitched
okay,
voice?
Okay,
no.
So first of all, let me say this. I've moved
going
on.
Going to your soprano.
No.
Going 10 on microphone 10 years after the fact.
Right. Like, going on with us like we did it.
Yeah.
I am the advocate for the cheat.
Cheated.
I'm the advocate for them. And because there are so many of us out there, my voice is loud. Catch that.
What about the what?
Fuck them.
Oh. Man, look. Aren't you talking about you're saved? This is coming out tonight. That is
well,
just how I say it to me.
Well, Jesus said, be angry.
Yeah,
but
I
didn't
say use a cuss word, though.
I ain't saying. Cussing is a sin. Yeah.
That's
Justin, show me in the Bible where it says.
Hey,
I'm judging
going?
Y'all motherfucking ass.
but for real, I mean, like,
how long?
I guess it's like any type of breakup is up to the individual person, but at some point, you're going to have to sit down and say, no, I refuse to let this anger control me. I refuse
okay, so
to let
first
this
of all, so first of all, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. We have choices in life, okay? So there's only so much anger that I can put in on his plate, because once I find out, I have the choice to stay or to leave, and I can't cry victim because I stayed. Mm-hmm. So I'm not angry. I'm not angry at the guys who have cheated on me. Am I disappointed? Absolutely. But I'm not disappointed in them. I'm also disappointed in myself that I continued on in a relationship when I saw the signs of cheating, because they are present. So I'm not angry. For me, I'm mature enough, call it age, call it whatever the shade that he does, but I'm mature enough to know that if he's cheating, I have to say it's time to move on. Now, in like my ex,
nigga, you could drown.
Oh,
shit,
nigga.
Oh. My ex. Oh. I have chosen to love that
man. Oh. So you stand.
I'm not. No, we're not together. Oh. But I still love him. I do love him.
Do you have
him.
Any interaction with him?
I do have interactions with him.
On a physical level?
Wait a minute, sir.
Oh. Hey, you brought him to the microphone. What happened?
I did bring him to the microphone. But my point is right here.
I'm going to hold my hair. Toilet. Can somebody just hold my hair or put my face in the toilet?
You know what? You're so full of it. We needed that oil. So silly. Hold on,
but
hold on, and I'm gonna get back to it.
Listen.
Why is it that y'all have so much animosity for him? You don't know him.
Oh, is that little girl? Come hold my hair.
Ain't just me. Thank you.
Not just you.
Listen.
Okay, y'all, you heard this? Okay.
Listen. Here's the thing. I've chosen to love him. Good, bad, indifferent. Okay?
Okay, Camille.
Oh, my God. That's a whole lot of forgiveness.
Okay, so what I will not have you do is trying to make him seem like he's some Bill Cosby bullshit, okay? So first of all, now, don't try it.
Don't
try it.
But what do y'all think? Do y'all think she's...
Listen.
What do y'all think?
You know what? You're doing too
much. I like Pudding Pop. I like Pudding Pop.
But you're so full of shame.
No, I'm not full of shame.
But you're so full of shame.
No, I'm not. I like Pudding Pop.
Okay, Zeke, can I ask you a question?
He don't want my answer.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
So, obviously, this person has a very, very special, you know, place in your heart. Has there been anybody else besides this person that may have done you wrong or cheat on you, and you were still willing to work it out with that person?
No.
Why is that? If you might be asking.
Because I made.
Please.
Because I made a freaking decision to say it's over.
No.
There are some circumstances with my ex because that would mean you were tripping. I don't understand. What you mean that would mean I'm tripping? I'm sorry, y'all. I'm talking to Periscope.
What are they saying?
They said because you're tripping. But that would mean you would be tripping. That made me lose my train of thought. See, I can't be answering the question. See, I ain't got that one yet. Here's what I'll say.
Mm-hmm.
There are some circumstances that are in play right now when it comes to my ex. This is the man This is the man who last year we were supposed to get married on 12, 13, 14.
Oh, no, I was supposed to be in the wedding.
So.
Oh.
There are some.
I hope you're usher at least.
What? Y'all trying to mess me up.
No, I'm listening. I know. I was in the wedding, remember?
And so there were things that we were doing. We were in the process of having, you know, going to the fertility specialist to have kids and stuff like that. So this is the man that I had committed to spending the rest of my life with. And then I made a decision. I did. To step away from the relationship. He didn't want to, he was fine with what was going on, but it was me saying, I can't continue to act this way. I can't continue to go into this relationship or to function in this relationship. I can't continue to do that because it hurts too much. I can't continue to see the red flags and participate in this relationship because I have to make a conscious decision whether or not I want to be, whether I accept this pain that you're dealing out.
Right, okay.
And so I walked away. I walked away from the fertility treatments and I fell into a deep depression, but it was all my decision. Not one time did he say, it's over. I don't want to be with you, blah, blah, blah. It was my decision because I told him, I need you to be all in, 100%. If we're going and we're doing all of these things, I need you to be all in for us. And if you can't do that, I have to walk away. That was a choice that I made. And so, yes, he's calling. Yes, we're talking. Yes, he's talking about the future still. So it's hard for me to walk away. Do I? And on top of that, what we've not said tonight is, yeah, y'all may have had proof. Your the people that y'all cheated on, they may have seen you cheat, or you may have been exposed. I don't have any proof. All I have is flags. I have no proof other than him being some a bullshit ass dude that's fucking up.
Is he still a bullshit ass dude that's fucking up, or was he?
Well, see, here's the thing. This is the difference between This is the difference between me and some females is you're no longer my dude. So if you got multiple females, I can't get mad at that because you're not my dude. You don't owe me anything.
You want that? You are absolutely right. You know, if you all are together, you all don't owe each other anything. Having said that, you're saying that now he's talking about the future. So where's that? Is that a possibility of you all becoming one where you all do
no.
owe each other?
No. He is, and I say it over and over again, he is still my ex.
I get that. What I'm saying is he is now talking about the future. I say, is there a possibility?
He ain't stopped talking about the future.
Okay, well.
I mean, as long as I'm still living, there's a possibility.
Will there ever be a possibility if I can finish?
I don't know. God dang, how many times did I tell you? Oh, no.
That means yes. That means yes.
I mean, of course I want there to be a yes.
Man, put the microphone and stop yelling.
Right.
How y'all gonna tell me how to act? Periscope. How you gonna tell me how to act? It's emotional. I'm trying to be amongst friends and share my feelings.
Periscope, Facebook, Twitter, Clinton.
I mean, to be perfectly honest, y'all don't understand. There are some serious things that are going on, and I'm being amongst friends, sharing my heart with y'all because I've been drinking.
Mm-hmm. You've been drinking.
I've been drinking.
You've been drinking.
But it's hard, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to be a logical person who sees the red flag, who sees the what did Whoopi say? Sarah, you in danger, girl.
Molly,
Molly,
you in danger, girl.
But the question, right, are the red flags that you see, are they just that big? Because I don't care. As long as somebody, there's going to be small red flags, something's not going to like. Are his red flags too big to the point where, no, this ain't going to work? Everybody has something that's wrong with them. Everybody has something that you ain't going to like about that person.
Okay.
And even small red flags turn into big red flags.
Well, no, I get that. But like, let's just say, like, for instance, if you don't like how somebody does something that you would do, like it done a certain way, they do it differently.
Right.
So you could be so insensitive how you do it. That could be considered a red flag to you. Doesn't mean it's going to lead to a breakup, though. Hopefully it would.
It possibly could. But a small red flag can lead to a big red flag.
Okay, but y'all got you.
No, I'm asking about you.
No, and I'm saying you have to understand who I am. I am someone who is always objective, who's always looking at all sides, who's considering everyone's feelings before I consider my own. I don't give a shit about all of the red flags. I'm talking about the core. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we're together, if we're talking about having kids, we're talking about being married and all these kinds of things, there are certain things that I need to see before I can take that plunge. And I can't be like, oh, you know, there's a yellow flag right there, so I'm okay with this. I'm okay with moving forward. I can't say that. I need to know for a shadow of a doubt that you're going to have my back if we move forward. And I can't say that he will. Does he have his son's back? Absolutely. Is he a great dad? Absolutely. Is he maybe hurting and ain't had no good example of what a relationship would be? Maybe.
That's an excuse. That's a while.
Okay. And it may be an excuse.
I mean, what?
But here's the thing. I made the choice and said, listen, I can't do this. What you got to say? You got that mic up there like.
He wants to say something. You made a decision. This is me. You made a conscious decision.
We're among friends.
You made a conscious decision. You should have felt a way about that because you did what's best for you. Or so you thought, or so you think. So don't feel bad about the decision that you consciously made.
I'm tired of it.
Yeah, the homie right here, he needs to say something.
I know he is. Go ahead and say
it. I actually agree with what you said. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you sit down and hopefully, you know, weigh the pros and cons, and that will be best for him as well as you.
I think at some point you have to be selfish. Hmm. You have to look out for yourself first. Okay.
Well, you know what? What's that saying? You can't be happy with somebody else unless you're happy.
Okay.
Well, I mean, this is how it happens for them. Bye.
I know, right? It's really going by.
Okay, so Periscope, y'all are going to get the after show. We're going to keep it rolling.
Sorry, Facebook.
But we have 3 minutes and 52 seconds. No, we have 90 minutes.
90 seconds.
90 seconds left. So, Breezy, I'm sorry I just took over your show.
No, but we're most friends. We tell each other stories. You know, like I said.
Did you say clearly?
Yeah, you know, like I said, you know, don't feel any way about this. Hey, and on that note, hey, look, this is Breezy Taylor. Got my girl to left. We love her and her judgment to last. Regardless, we love her.
Judgy.
To the right, got Dr. J.
You and, all need the judge.
You know what I'm saying?
Person.
So please tune in next week. Say bad time, say bad channel. Dr. J, it's your show?
It's my show, Nick?
It is.
Oh,
we're
going to
break you in. What are we talking about?
I think I want to talk about coming out. No.
Of what?
The closet.
I ain't in the closet, though.
I want to talk about... I want to talk about being in the closet and... How should I word this? People who...
Keep it real.
You got 10 seconds.
I know. Okay, so I want to talk about people who say they are delivered from homosexuality, but they're really not. They still sleep with
their
homosexuality. I don't like women's numbers.
I'm delivered?
Right. Let's talk about that. The download crusade. Let's talk about that.
I'm delivered. Oh, it's in Atlanta, homie, so...
Okay, why are you trying to throw shade at Atlanta?
No, but I'll tell Periscope when we get up here. It's been tickets.
All right, we holla.
All right, please.
Oh, join us on Periscope at Amongst Friends if you want to continue with the conversation.
Absolutely. So we don't need the mics.
There you go.